This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where He is holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where He is holy.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm Dave Kersey, and we are standing in the presence of God on holy ground. So let's praise Him now. Father, we come into your presence today. In the name of the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. Father, thank you for the joy and the peace that we can have, knowing that our sins have been covered by the blood of the Lamb. We needn't worry about them anymore, Lord. Your word says that you have removed them as far as the east is from the west. You have even forgotten to remember our sins anymore. And we can place our complete trust in you, Father. We needn't be fearful about what the future holds because we know the one who holds the entire future. Heavenly Father, we are here to worship and praise your holy name. We're here to thank you, Father, for your great love for us. We are here to bow down and to place our complete trust in you. Father, throughout this program, we're going to be singing and talking about trusting you, placing our complete trust in you. We need not have fear, Lord, because you are with us. You have said you would never leave us. You would always be there with us. You are a spirit, Heavenly Father. You are everywhere, and we thank you for that. And I thank you, Father, for the opportunity you've given me to lead in this time of worship. And I pray, Father, that you will be honored and glorified and praised throughout this program today, and that people might feel your spirit in their lives, and that it might just motivate them to joy and happiness and trust in you. Jesus, my Jesus, your love means so much to me. Your love is all that I need. Oh, so sweet to sit at your feet and tell you I love you so, and just to hear you say to me, I'll never leave you alone.
Jesus.
Jesus, my Jesus, truly your love is all that we all need. Father, thank you for your indwelling spirit that shows us how much you love us and the fact that you're always with us and you've never left us alone. And now let me share with you Psalm 56 from the New Living Translation. This is a psalm of David regarding the time the Philistines had seized him in Gath. O God, have mercy on me. The enemy troops press in on me. My foes attack me all day long. My slanderers hound me constantly, and many are boldly attacking me. But when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. O God, I praise your word. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? They are always twisting what I say. They spend their days plotting ways to harm me. They come together to spy on me, watching my every step, eager to kill me. Don't let them get away with their wickedness. In your anger, O God, throw them to the ground. You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. On the very day I call to you for help, my enemies will retreat. This I know, God is on my side. O God, I praise your word. Yes, Lord, I praise your word. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? I will fulfill my vows to you, O God, and offer a sacrifice of thanks for your help. For you have rescued me from death. You have kept my feet from slipping. So now I can walk in your presence, O God, in your life-giving light.
Some days I lose the strength to carry on. Sometimes I find it hard to fight. Yet in the fury of my conflict, you have given me a song in the middle of my darkest night. I will trust in you. I cannot stand, I will take your hand, I will trust in you. In those times my heart has felt abandoned. I hear you promise you won't leave. So should all this world forsake me, my earthly goods be gone. In my heart I know in whom I have.
My friend, you can trust God today. He is good, and He is good all the time. But as you focus on His goodness, don't miss His greatness.
He is unparalleled and unprecedented. He is the centerpiece of civilization. He is the superlative of all excellence. He is the sum of human greatness. He is the source of divine grace. His name is the only one able to save, and His blood is the only power able to cleanse. His ear is open to the sinner's call. His hand is quick to lift the fallen soul. He's the eternal lover of us all, everyone. And you can trust Him. He supplies mercy for the struggling soul. He sustains the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes with the wounded and broken. He strengthens the weak and the weary. He guards and He guides the wanderer. He heals the sick and cleanses the leper. He delivers the captive and defends the helpless, and He binds up the brokenhearted. He's for you, and you can trust Him. Jesus is the key to all knowledge. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance, and He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway to glory. And yes, you can trust Him. Jesus is enough. He's the all-sufficient King. He's the King of the Jews. He's the King of Israel. He's the King of righteousness, and He's the King of the ages. He's the King of heaven. He's the King of glory. He's the King of kings, and He's the Lord of lords. And yes, again, you can trust Him. And rejoice in this, my friend. He is a sovereign King. There is no gauge to measure His limitless love. There is no barrier to block His blessings outpoured. He is enduringly strong, and He is entirely supreme. He is eternally steadfast. He is immortally faithful. He is imperially powerful, and He is impartially merciful. He is Jesus, God's Son. trust him. I wish I could more accurately describe him to you, but he's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. The Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't fault him. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't conquer him. And the grave couldn't hold him. My friends, he's the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. He's the God of the future and the God of the past. And we rise to speak his name again and again. Jesus. Jesus. He is Jesus. He is for us. And we can trust him.
Jesus. 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 Jes Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful work that is. You Can Trust Him. The Camp Kirkland Orchestra and Chorus. Chip Arnold was a narrator for that reading. And by the way, that reading is available for you on our website. Just go to www.calltoworship.us. Check under readings and you can find that You Can Trust Him reading right there. You can print it out and you'll enjoy it. Well, right now in the background, we're listening to the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes. Their songs, Moment by Moment, Day by Day, God Will Take Care of You. Coming up later in our program today, we're going to be sharing a devotional by Max Licato entitled, I Will Fear No Evil, For You Are With Me. How could David make such a claim? Because he knew where to look. You are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. He says in chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 in Hebrews, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Don't measure the size of the mountain. Talk to the one who can move it. Instead of carrying the world on your shoulders, talk to the one who holds the universe on his. Learn to trust in our Lord who made everything. When tempted or fearful, just look to the Lord and trust in him. The Creator is with me. And somewhere in the pasture, wilderness, or palace, David discovered that God meant business when he said, I will not leave you. Your family may turn against you, but God won't. Your friends may betray you, but God won't. You may feel alone in the wilderness, but you are not, because He is with you. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. We'll be sharing that devotional with you a little later on in the broadcast. I just want to thank you today for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070, that's 2070, Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Lots of good things on that website, and I know you'll enjoy it. Well, let's get back to this medley in the background now with the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes as we pick up the song, God Will Take Care of You. Thank you.
Light for a look at the Savior. life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and His word shall not fail you, He promised. Believe Him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying. His perfect salvation. Of His glory and grace, in the light of His glory and grace.
Bobby Michael singing for us, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace." Periodically, over the past number of programs here on A Call to Worship, we've shared some devotionals from Max Lucado's book, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms, Hope and Encouragement from Psalm 23, published by Countryman Books, a division of Thomas Nelson Incorporated. We've continued to go through the 23rd Psalm, and today we're going to continue in Psalm 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Today I want to talk a little bit about fearing evil, being afraid. Earlier in our program we shared the 56th Psalm with you. One of those verses, Psalm 3, says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in You. I will fear no evil." How could David make such a claim? Well, because he knew where to look. "You are with me, Your rod and Your staff. They comfort me." Rather than turn to the other sheep, David turned to the shepherd. Rather than stare at the problems, he stared at the rod and the staff and the shepherd. Because he knew where to look, David was able to say, "I will fear no evil." There was a fellow who had a fear of large crowds, and he and a golfing buddy went to a movie theater, and waiting to enter, the fear struck him again. The crowd closed in like a forest. He wanted out, and out fast. His buddy told him to take a few deep breaths. Then he helped manage the crisis by reminding him of the golf course. He said, "When you're hitting your ball out of the rough, you are surrounded by trees. What do?" "Well, I look for an opening." "You mean you don't stare at the trees?" Well, of course not. I find an opening and focus on hitting the ball through it. Do the same in this crowd, he said. When you feel the panic, don't focus on the people. Focus on the opening. Good counsel in golf and good counsel in life as well. Rather than focus on the fear that we have, we need to focus on the solution. That's what David did. And that's what Jesus tells us to do. And that's what the writer of the Hebrews urges us to do also. Remember, in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, it says, "Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." Don't measure the size of the mountain. Talk to the one who can move it. Instead of carrying the world on your shoulders, talk to the one who holds the universe on his. Hope is just a look away. I will fear no evil because you are with me, the psalmist says. Yes, you, Lord, are in heaven. Yes, you rule the universe. Yes, you sit upon the stars and make your home in the deep, but without a doubt, Lord, you are with me. The psalmist says, the Lord is with me. The Creator is with me. Yahweh is with me. Moses proclaimed it in Deuteronomy 4:7. What great nation has a God as near to them as the Lord our God is near to us? Paul announced it also. It's recorded in Acts 17:27. He is not far from each one of us, Paul said. And somewhere in the pasture, the wilderness or palace, David discovered that God meant business when he said, I will not leave you, Genesis 28:15. The discovery of David is indeed the message of Scripture from Psalm 23. The Lord is with us. And since the Lord is near, everything is different. Everything. You may be facing death, but you aren't facing death alone. The Lord is with you. You may be facing unemployment, but you aren't facing unemployment alone. The Lord is with you. You may be facing marital struggles, but you aren't facing them alone. The Lord is with you. You may be facing debt, but you aren't facing debt alone. Everybody together. The Lord is with you. Underline these words in your heart. You are not alone. Your family may turn against you, but God won't. Your friends may betray you, but God won't. You may feel alone in the wilderness, but you're not. He is with you. Remember what it says? I will fear no evil, for you, great shepherd, are with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you that no matter where I go in life, you are right there beside me. You said you would never leave me or forsake me. You would never leave me alone. So I can take confidence in keeping my eyes upon you, the author and finisher of my faith. And I need not have fear in my life because I have my Savior right there beside me. And you have said you would never leave me alone. Thank you, Father, for your constant, abiding presence in my life.
I have redeemed you. I've called you by name. I am yours, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you and hold you close to my side. When you are weary, I'll give you rest, lift you up when you fall. With tender compassion, I'll care for you and hear you whenever you call, never alone.
refuge when your heart grows faint. When you're weak, I'll be strong. In the cleft of the rock, I will shelter you and give you the strength to go on. You're never alone. I'll be here in your heart. From now on, I'll be your closest friend. Never alone when you come to the end of your journey.
Deborah Caldwell singing for us the beautiful song, Never Alone. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And don't forget that Call to Worship is part of the broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Thank you so much for joining me today for A Call to Worship. Hope you'll come back again next week for another time of worship and praise.